This is a recording of Dr. Tom Rozell for Sunday, October 2nd, 2016. You can listen to this program live every Sunday afternoon from 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live, right now, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio, waiting to take your phone calls on anything you want to know about natural and integrative healthcare. Call me, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. You know, you've tried a lot of things, you've had some problems, you've been complaining for a long time, you've gone from pillar to post or doctor to doctor and come up with the same old, not a whole lot of anything that works. Well, this is your opportunity. This is why we do Dr. Tom Rozell Live, to give you that capacity to pick up the phone and give us a call and see what we can do about whatever it is that's ailing you. So we're going to talk about some very special things today. All of you who have listened to me over a period of many years know that my primary degree is that of a chiropractor, and I have add-ons. I have a license in acupuncture and a couple specialty programs in functional human nutrition. But we're going to do something very special today. We're going to kind of take a segue into a different realm, meaning, you know, a lot of you, when you hear the word chiropractic, you think about back pain and you think about neck pain and things of that nature. But what we're going to do is we're going to extend that. What is chiropractic really about? What are the benefits of chiropractic beyond that spinal structural problem that you have? Why do so many people go to chiropractors ongoingly, just to keep their health together, just to maintain the strength and the integrity of the nervous system? But to do that, in studio, to help me talk about that, and this Wednesday evening at the Rozell Center for Healing on October 5th at 7 p.m., to cover this topic intimately, Dr. Robert Ciprian. Dr. Robert, welcome again.
Thank you.
This is, you know, this is a fun topic for me, because I've spent, you know, four decades doing just what we're talking about, not only getting rid of patients' complaints, but also introducing them to the concepts of what this beautiful field of ours called chiropractic is really all about. Because, you know, the founder of chiropractic, which goes back now officially to 1895, was a guy by the name of D.D. Palmer, and he said there's only three causes of disease. There's injury to the body, nervous system, diet, biochemistry, and stress, emotion. And in our specialty of applied kinesiology in our practice, we embrace the structural, chemical, emotional equilibrium, the triad. And when that breaks down, we know we have problems. But let's talk about, you know, chiropractic for a second. You know, traditionally, chiropractic is, you know, going back years ago, is that if you have a pinched nerve, you can have problems. Well, first, we have a brain spinal cord, and we have 31 pairs of nerves, and they go out, they divide, and one branch goes inside to the somatic area, or to the outside to the somatic areas, and inside to the visceral areas, and there's this reflexive mechanism that goes back and forth. So let's take it from there. Why would anybody in the world ever think of a chiropractor for something other than pain?
Well, the first official chiropractic adjustment done by D.D. Palmer, it helps someone get their hearing back. I mean, a lot of people don't know that, and I didn't know that until I started school. I thought I was going to go to school, and okay, I'll work on football players, I'll help them with their pain. Then I found this whole other side of chiropractic, and it got me interested in the whole holistic aspect of chiropractic for body wellness. There's a lot of different things that can be done with chiropractic, not just for pain in the spine or anywhere around the spine, but for function in the body, because the nervous system pretty much controls everything in the body. And when the spine's out of place, it causes problems with the nervous system.
Well, your presentation this Wednesday evening is going to be beyond chiropractic or beyond back pain. You know, what can chiropractic be used for? And, you know, the origin of our profession, where this guy ended up with a carriage accident, because that's in the 1800s, right? And he was deaf, profoundly deaf. And D.D. Palmer, who was known as a magnetic healer, doctor, physician, world traveler, had picked up this rudimentary art of structural spinal manipulation, which, by the way, is thousands and thousands of years old. And he, with his hands, found this, as the story goes, this lump in his upper back neck area, and delivered what we know now to be a chiropractic adjustment. And we don't know if it was one treatment or 10 or 20, but restored the man's hearing. And we've seen that repetitively. We've seen the neurological influence to diabetes and to heart disease and to all kinds of anxiety problems and so forth. So let's take that another step. And let's start from the basics. You got a patient, right, and they've been coming to you. But even we have patients who've never had pain, but they somehow got the idea correctly that chiropractic can be used for so many other things. So, again, let's go to that place. Why would anybody, what is the connection? What, you know, from a structural piece, from a visceral piece, what is the connection of this profound nervous system, and when it's not working because of structural deviation, to other things in the body? Take us down that path a little bit.
Well, it goes back to something called embryology, and that is how the embryo forms from just two cells in the human body to a multi-layer object and to these beings that we grow into. And it basically starts with something called the notochord, which forms the nervous system, and out of that, everything else in the body comes from. So everything originates from this notochord or spinal cord in the body, and that causes every muscle, every tissue, every organ to work properly. So if there's issues with the delivery of the information through this spinal column, through these nerves, it's going to have impact on the muscles in the area, the tissues, the organs.
You know, people are listening to us right now, and they're trying to figure out, okay, we're going back to the embryonic stage. We're going back to the moment of conception, right? An egg and a sperm, boom, now you got a human being starting. And the first thing that develops is the nervous system, before anything else. And you have this unfolding. You have, you know, you look at it and it's a streak that forms as soon as all these, you know, cells come together, right? And then you have these buds that come off it, and these buds represent the different body parts and organ systems and so forth. And so that's the beginning. That's the master system of the body. And now we have a child that's born, right? And that child has muscles and it has bones and so forth, and it protects that nervous system. And it gets messed up. So not only do we have pain, but now we can have the potential of loss of function. And particularly as we get older and we, you know, we have lifestyles that are not supportive. And so let's talk about that. How does that dysfunction occur to the nervous system that causes aberration that we may or may not even be aware of?
Well, as years go on, we get inflammation in the body. We get inflammation in the spinal column. We get degeneration in the spinal column. The spinal column is put under lots of stress for just the things we do, sitting, falling, accidents, or just life, just the stress of life. And from there, when that spinal column's not in its integrity, it's going to affect the nerves coming out of it, which go to the muscles in the area, which can cause pain, and also which go to the organs in the area and the tissues in the area. So a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, if you're having a lot of stress in your life or getting on in the years and you're starting to have low back issues or neck issues, it could also be affecting all the things inside of your body too, and people don't correlate that. They just figure, oh, my back's always stiff or my neck's stiff. And they don't correlate it with their digestive problems, with their emotional issues, with their heart problems, all these different things.
888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you about anything that you got a question on. But, you know, if you got something that's going on and you want to know where it's coming from, you had an accident or you had a little fall or you lifted something and all of a sudden your bowels aren't working, or you lifted something and now you can't move around but you really never had any injury whatsoever, or you notice that there's a debilitation that's slowly coming about and you're losing that capacity to function, this is an opportunity. But this Wednesday evening is even a better opportunity. Join Dr. Robert Ciprian, my guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, the 5th the 5th of October at the Rozelle Center for Healing, and starting at 7 o'clock. He's going to get into this topic. We're lovingly call it Beyond Back Pain, the benefits of chiropractic care, and why everybody on the planet, everyone on the planet, should be visiting a chiropractor regularly to maintain good health. And I didn't say structural health. I said good health, but structure is the king and nervous system is the king. Dr. Cyprian, let's get into that a little bit. Let's, you know, we have, you know, the thought process that, and it goes back forever, that the nervous system rules. And if the nervous system isn't working the way it's supposed to, then we're going to have an aberration in the body's ability to maintain not only good structural care, but also its ability to maintain its health and general wellness. Okay. So patient comes in, they see you for pain, and you tell them, you know, somebody says, you know, my son's always had these colds never go away. And you say, you know, we'll get him in here. Let's check him out. Patient looks at you like you got 10 heads. You know, why should they bring their son, their husband, their wife, their mother, brother, father, sister, child to you for something other than pain? How does that work?
Well, I'll tell you personally, this week with the weather change and everything, I became a little bit under the weather, had some sinus stuff and everything and some stuff with my throat. First thing I wanted to do is I wanted to get adjusted because, you know, it's going to affect the nervous system. When you impede the nervous system, things like the immune system can go down, things like your lymphatic system can go down, even the sinuses can get clogged up. And sometimes when you get something like your neck adjusted, I could feel immediate sinus drainage. I could feel immediately more energy, and I feel like I'm getting better almost immediately.
You know, we talk about health just generally across the board, and we talk about this phenomenon of structural, chemical, emotional, but in so many ways, the nervous system controls everything. And as you said, you know, you were stuffed up, you were fighting this cold, you were, and you got to do something about it. And you chose to come in and get a chiropractic adjustment, and it stimulates the immune function of the body because the upper portion of the neck, for example, houses, and I'm talking right up against the brainstem, houses the automatic features of breathing and of cardiac function and of lymphatic drainage and all the things that you need to have maximized and optimally sending signals to the immune systems, the spleen, the liver, the fight-flight system, the adrenal system, and all of this stimulates that. So here's the thing. We talk about in chiropractic, you have to have this spinal deviation called a subluxation, which means a small movement or dislocation, if you will, of the spine. Osteopaths will call it a spinal lesion. So how does that spinal lesion, how does that subluxation cause these other things to come about besides pain? I mean, I thought if you pinched a nerve, you got pain. But obviously, if you do irritate that nerve, you got other things that are not working. How does that happen?
Those nerves, they're leading to two things. They're going to lead to the musculoskeletal system. They're also going to lead to something called the autonomic nervous system, like you're talking about automatic functions. Well, it's kind of what it sounds like. It's the autonomic nervous system. It does all the automatic things we don't think about. And when that autonomic nervous system is not working right, that's when all the internal type of issues in our body, they start not working right. The healthiest thing to do with anything is to make sure that the autonomic nervous system is not being restricted. And that's when someone can really be the healthiest.
You know, interesting, you go through everybody except the United States, and they have all kinds of research into this area. There was an article that was released, and it goes back a few years ago, in the Australian, Australasia Chiropractic and Osteopathy, Journal of Chiropractic and Osteopathic Manipulation. And we're going to get into that when we come back, because it's a fascinating read, and it's just about what we're talking about. But we're talking about the benefits of chiropractic beyond back pain today. My guest in studio, Dr. Robert Cyprian, will be your host and your presenter this Wednesday evening, the 5th, at the Rozelle Center for Healing. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Love to take your phone calls. Call 888-630-9625. 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject that you have in mind, whether it's what we're talking about, the application of chiropractic care and treatment that actually has an amazing, impactful end product result other than just for pain. I mean, it keeps you well. It keeps things going. There was, you know, Dr. Robert Ciprian is my guest in studio, your host and presenter this Wednesday evening, the fifth of the month at the Result Center for Healing. And he's going to go over this subject intimately. But, you know, chiropractic has been known for years to have a tremendous and great and positive impact on things like asthma, dysmenorrhea, difficult periods for ladies, colic in children, vertigo, dizziness, you know, the asthma patterns particularly. We see them all the time. And the list actually goes on. I'm just mentioning a few. You know, the options are tremendous. And when you combine that with other modalities as well, with nutritional pieces and energetic pathways and so forth, things get turned around that otherwise wouldn't. Dr. Ciprian, you have had your hands on for many, many years on people with all kinds of health problems, from MS patients to Parkinson's patients to people with cardiac conditions and so forth, and just allergy reactions and immune reactions and so forth. And we talked a little bit about these nerves coming off the spine, and they go everywhere, and they, you know, they have this ongoing response from the internal system, the outside, and the outside to the inside. So patient comes in to see you, and, you know, because they were told to come in by their friend, and they have, you know, a problem with their bowels, and they've been everywhere, and they've been checked out, and they don't have bugs or parasites or anything, but they have an irritable bowel, and sometimes they flux from constipation and pain to diarrhea, and they have no control. What's the impact there? Why?
Well, this is something that I dealt with personally when I was much younger, when I was first going to school for chiropractic, and I was, you know, I guess getting a lesson myself about what could be done. I would eat something, within 40 minutes it would go through me, and I would be so, in a way, traumatized physically, I would just have to go home and leave school and go home and sleep the rest of the day when I had an episode like that. And once I started getting my spine taken care of properly by someone that really knew what they were doing and knowing where to look for these certain areas, things just cleared up. Now, of course, I said take care of my diet, take some supplements, stuff like that to support the work that we were doing. But the biggest thing was I noticed almost immediately just getting my spine free of these blockages just really helped my body to work the way it's supposed to.
You know, there's an interesting article. As a matter of fact, there's tons of them if you people take the time to really look at it. And it's Chiropractic Care in Asthma and Allergy. And it was an article that actually was published years ago. And I'm going back probably 10 years. And it was published in the American College of Allergy and Asthma and Immunology. That was a very, very positive article on the evidence of spinal manipulation through chiropractic for those conditions. And, you know, it talked about, you know, the primary chiropractic and osteopathic care and the treatment of asthma. And we're talking in both situations, we're talking spinal manipulation. And there was clinical controlled studies, and the publication was very significant. So let's talk about asthma for a second, because we see a lot of that in this area. A lot of it's because there's triggering mechanisms in our environment. But, you know, spinal system to visceral patterns and so forth. How does chiropractic care help anybody with asthma? How can that be?
Well, basically what asthma is, it's a deficiency of epinephrine in the bronchioles of the lungs. Epinephrine in the bronchioles helps keep the pathways open for us to breathe. And we have deficiency in that. It actually closes up our lungs. They can't stay open. So working on, of course, the nervous system, that's what helps to release the epinephrine, through the adrenal glands and just the autonomic nervous system balance in general for the what we call the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system, the balance of those. That's what keeps our lungs open and functioning well.
So you got to have the rest and the stimulation at the same time. Sympathetic is something that's fight flight and protective, and parasympathetic is restorative and relaxation, briefly.
Yeah, it should be balanced. We should be able to go back and forth between the two. The problem is most of us get stuck usually one side or the other.
And subsequently, they can't breathe.
Yes.
And when the immune system is faltering, then we have additional problems that will come up as a result of that. You become much more susceptible to your environment. You know, we have patients that come into our office that have very significant asthmatic reactions. And, you know, the interesting thing is some of them do not complain of the problem up front. They're in there for some other reason. Okay. They have a sore upper back. They have, you know, they have neck pain. They have headaches. They have something associated with pain. And then we get down the line and said, you know, I never told you you know, like happens with many, many patients, that I have been on, you know, prednisone, I've been on inhalers, I've been on whatever for a long period of time. And even with that, I'm not doing very well. But since I've been getting chiropractic adjustments or a chiropractic care, particularly in our ballgame in applied kinesiology, I haven't been taking as many of my medications. It's been less. That's a common report, isn't it?
Yes, and with lots of other things too, just allergic reactions or people with possibly with their blood sugar balance too, they see things start to improve a little bit where they don't have to rely on the medications as much anymore.
You know, you get the body to step up and to do what it's supposed to be doing naturally, and things start working again, and we quit insulting it. It's a whole different ballgame, but all the stuff that we've talked about, whether it's an injury pattern, or it's biochemical, or stress pattern, it's going to affect the nervous system. If we can balance the nervous system, life as we know it improves exponentially, dramatically. This Wednesday evening, the 5th of the month, Dr. Robert Ciprian, my guest in studio, your host, will present chiropractic care beyond pain. And, you know, the truth of it is my children, my grandchildren, the doctors in our office, their families and so forth, they're under routine chiropractic care with amazing... They don't get sick. They don't get sick. They don't have the problems that many other people suffer from. Join us this Wednesday evening, the 5th, 7 o'clock. Call 703-698-7117. Tell my staff that you'd like to be there. We'll be right back after some important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live in studio. Call me, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything you want to know about, and, you know, whether it's the topic we're on or got a high blood pressure problem, you're on medications, and you want to know if there's an alternative, if there's things that you can do to fix whatever is going on, whether it's pain or it's function, this is an opportunity. This is where you call, 888-630-9625. Coming up very shortly, the 13th of October, Ages Health 2016. Many of you know that we changed the format this year because we wanted to try something different with you and for a whole lot of other things that are going on in the practice and so forth. So instead of the whole day starting at 7:30 in the morning, going to 5:30 at night, we're doing a four-hour presentation. 5 o'clock starts Thursday the 13th, and we go straight through. And those of you who are already registered, and by the way, we only have a couple spaces left, so if you're going to make it happen, make it happen like today. Get online, go to agelesshealth2016.com or go to Rozell Center for Healing, .com. I think it's Rozell Care, RozellCare.com. You'll find it, but Ageless Health 2016 and register. It's only $49. And you're going to get one of the most amazing opportunities to learn much more than you ever thought was possible for you to be able to go home immediately and take control of your health. You're going to have gifts. We're going to have a bag of all kinds of discounts and goodies for you, far superseding the measly $49 that you're going to pay to be there. I promise you, it's going to be a time that you're going to get all the information. It's going to be all put online for you. Everything that you can imagine. Like I said, we're full. And, you know, usually we have 230, 235 people. This year we're limiting it because we're at the Angelica Film Center. We're going to be doing it in a very, very large theater setting, a little different. We want to try something a little new for you. And so we're limiting the number of people that we're having. Like I said, we're just about sold out. So if you're going to do it today. Don't wait. Don't wait another day. Get it done. $49 for one, $99 for two. We should probably be done and sold out within the next, you know, 24 to 48 hours. So make sure that you get it done. Do it now, okay? Now, get on the computer as you're listening to me, but do it now. 888-630-9625. That's the number here in the studio. My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, Dr. Robert Ciprian. We're talking about the benefits of chiropractic beyond back pain. That's an interesting topic. It really is. So let's talk about that. You know, let's take it from, we talked a little bit about the visceral connections. Let's talk about the structural integrity. You and I have both treated all kinds of powerful athletes. I treat a lot of the NFL, you know, the NBA and so forth. Let's talk about, you know, other than just fixing a crisis, what do we do with the work that we do?
Well, it's amazing how you could take someone that's a world-class athlete, put them on the table, check a very strong muscle like a quadricep, and they just can't hold it up. And you go and realign their pelvis and their low back, and it's like a rock. So there's a facilitation inhibition that happens normally in the body, and sometimes that is just stuck off because of the alignment of the spine. You can get it back turned back on, and they have full function again. Okay, they never really knew there was a problem in the first place.
So interpretation is quadriceps thigh, right?
Yes.
And facilitation inhibition. Facilitation in vernacular we call strong muscle, and inhibition we talk weak muscle, right?
Okay, yes.
Because there's a lot of people out there that are going to get really confused, and you and I know the easy flow, and it's but we confuse everybody else terribly. But anyway, that's so when you're dealing with that nervous system, you know, if that thigh muscle, that quadricep muscle isn't working, people can't walk upstairs.
Yes.
They can't push up.
And they start having chronic discomfort in the low back because of it, and when they're walking, they're not walking straight, and then they're torquing their body and their spine and their nervous system too, because one leg is pushing off more than the other, and you do that, you know, 15,000 steps a day or something like that, and it has a big impact over the years.
And now you got a bad knee.
Yes.
And you can have all kinds of problems radiating from there. You end up with, you know, as you said, shifting of the pelvis. The knee itself could end up swollen, and you have no history of injury. You can't figure out where it came from. But you got this problem, and if you know that, you know, that there is some structural connection, then you can, you know, you can be aware of that. You can get, it's like getting your teeth checked. You go to the dentist, you get your teeth checked. You need to go to the chiropractor to get your structure checked. There's nobody else that can do that. I mean, that's the only input that you have. You know, we're on that subject. Let's talk about this. Patient, or anybody, you know, you're talking to them, and, you know, they said that, that their hand is hurting them. Let's talk about typical carpal tunnel problem, right?
Yes.
And, you know, it's numb. They put their hands on the steering wheel, goes numb. They wake up in the middle of the night. They got to move their hands around. They're losing strength in the hand. And it's not the hand. It's manifesting the hand. Tell us how it can end up there and it's coming from the spine.
Well, yeah, think about it like from an engineer perspective or an electrician perspective. So you have a light bulb out in the house, you got to change the light bulb, it still doesn't go on. You got to trace the wires back to the switch. Is it the switch or does it go back to the circuit breakers in the house? It's the same thing if there's a problem, say, in the hand, you got to trace it back. Is it the wrist? Is it the elbow? Is it the shoulder? Is it the neck? Because ultimately the nerves come out of the spinal cord at the neck to control the hand. So it could be all the way from the neck, and that could have a misalignment there, which could cause the hand just to not work right.
This Wednesday evening, Dr. Robert Ciprian will be your presenter, your host at the Rozelle Center for Healing. It's the 5th of the month already at 7 p.m. Love to have you as our guest. And if you really want to know where some of these, I don't know where they came from, problems come from, this is an opportunity. Call 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117. And tell the staff at the Rozelle Center for Healing that you'd like to attend this very interesting program. Because you know what? There's a lot of you sitting out there right now that are having problems that, you know, are just functional problems. You're not walking the way you're supposed to. You're losing your balance. You know, you don't have the strength in your arms, your hands. You're complaining that you can't get upstairs as easily as you once could. But you don't know why. And people are telling you that, you know, that, well, what do you expect for your age except that you're only 35? You know, or you're only in your early 40s. Like, there's something wrong with that diagnostic, right? There's something else that's going on. This is an opportunity to really find out. You can't play the sports that you want to. Your golf game stinks. You know, you don't have the movement with your racket, whether it's an inside racket sport like racquetball or you're outside playing tennis. All of these things can be affected. That's why you see so many top-shelf athletes that use chiropractic care to maintain their integrity and maximization of their capacity. Tiger Woods, for many years, traveled with his own chiropractor. You know, and here's a golfer, right?
Yes.
You see a lot of that. A lot of the NFL athletes have their own chiropractors. Without mentioning names, I can tell you that that's true. Intimately, we know that in our practice. And we see these athletes, these elite athletes, reaching out because they know the benefits. We could go on and on with each one, but let's take through the structural piece of why we get into trouble. Our environment breaks this down. Give us examples of, you know, how we hurt ourselves on a day-to-day basis.
Well, one of the biggest things that a lot of people don't even consider is what you and I are doing right now. We're sitting down in a chair. And most people do that in their car going to work, coming home. They do it at work. People are sitting all day long. And our bodies aren't designed to sit for this long. And that has a lot of impact on our spine. It puts a lot of pressure in our spine where it's not designed to handle that pressure. And it's not designed to have that type of flexibility and pressure at the same time. And it just wears us out. It wears out that structure in the spine that is supposed to hold integrity for the nervous system.
You know, it's amazing to me, and it has been for, like, as I said, over four decades of treating people, that people put up with so much and buy into the idea that things just happen. You know, the body is meant to be strong and maintain itself and be viable and to be able to step up to levels that, you know, it did as a strong youth before injury. And but what we have is a timeline. We have a timeline that's affecting that structural patterns of the body. You know, you just talked about, you know, sitting. We have workspace environments that are not good, and subsequently the spinal system shifts, and wherever those nerves come from the spine, they go to certain targets, they're going to be affected. Let's talk about something really very, very simple and straightforward and always gets my attention. And here's a situation where patients are on tons and tons and tons of medications, okay? And they come into the practice and they have a blood pressure, even on medication, that is extraordinary. You know, it's above where it should be. Even my books, it's like 160 over, you know, 100. You know, 158 over 98. Shouldn't be there. And all of a sudden you start treating them and you start doing your structural magic on them. And that blood pressure suddenly drops like a rock and is down to 135 over, you know, 80 or 135 over 78. Talk us through that. Why does that happen?
Well, it could be a couple of different reasons. The main one that we talk about with the applied kinesiology doctors is the structure of the neck and the cranial bones. The cranial bones is we're talking about the skull. The neck's out of place or the cranial bone's out of place. There's something called the cerebral spinal fluid, which is a fluid that the brain and spinal cord are bathed in, and it holds a certain pressure. It flows up and around the spine to bring nutrients to the brain and spinal cord and take toxins out. If that is impeded and the pressure isn't proper there, the body's going to increase the blood pressure to try to get the cerebral spinal fluid pressure up to get it to circulate properly. So sometimes it could be as simple as just the misalignment of the bones of the skull or the neck.
So as long as we're on that topic, let's kind of segue it into its brother. We have a patient who has heart fibrillation, heart's missing beats, or it's kind of vibrating, so to speak. You know, and when that happens, people notice that they'll cough like that, you know, because they can feel that abnormal beat within. It's like a flutter, and you know they've been told, well, you got to put on you know, toprol. You have to have a blood pressure medication. You got to be put on a statin because that's going to cause clotting, and so forth and so on. But the truth of it is, even under those conditions, that's a condition that showed up from I don't know where. Neurologically, you can lead us through that and you can be fixed.
Yeah, same thing with the heart. You know, where does the heart information come from and how it should work? It's brain and spinal cord. There's areas like, say, the upper thoracic spine, so the area kind of up between your shoulders. That helps the heart a lot. That's your autonomic area for the heart to work. And if that's out of place, you could have that heart flutter, even kind of like a little bit of anxiety for some people. And I've seen many, many times just working in the area, the person relaxes and they feel better, and it could change their whole day just working in that part of the spine for them.
Well, here's the situation. The heart, like so many other organs, but primarily heart, has three primary neurological inputs. It has the vagus nerve, which is a cranial nerve, longest nerve in the body, goes down and touches all kinds of things, but the heart gets major facilitation from it. It has the nerves, as you just talked about, from the upper portion of the back. And it also has the pacemakers within, the intrinsic muscles, and then a lot of other side events that have other structures surrounding it. But here's the deal. You're in a car accident, or you're sitting in a bad position, and subsequently, you know, you're irritating these nerves. You're either overstretching them, or you're pinching them in some way. And what happens, it's like taking a dimmer switch, a rheostat, and dimming it down. And now that organ system, that target, can't work the way it's supposed to work. That's where we get ourselves into trouble. And we see these problems that now are super medicated with all kinds of stuff, causing every other problem in the world, you know, and making it worse. And by the way, you know, people who are being put on statins for this stuff or taking aspirin or whatever, they're actually making life more miserable for them, because there's another biochemical piece called the depletion of CoQ10, a coenzyme Q10, from the mitochondria. The mitochondria are these little energy packs within the heart that stop the heart from firing the way it's supposed to. And, by the way, subsequently can add to that facilitation problem, and the heart starts fluttering. But if you go ahead and you treat that injury or that overstretch or that compression, that pinching to the upper neck, or you treat the upper back, or you balance that system neurologically, guess what happens? Heart starts working, right?
Yeah. Basically, what people don't realize is the body's designed to work perfectly. The only way these health problems start is because we are somehow impeding the information for the body to work perfectly. We're blocking it somehow. If we get those blocks out of the way, things just normalize.
You get a bad signal, things aren't going to work. And the nervous system is the primary signaling, you know, of all organ systems, of all muscles within the body. And if that nervous system isn't allowed to work, and we use the relationship, the analogy of a dimmer switch on a light, you know, if you dampen that dimmer switch, the target, wherever that's going, whether it's your refrigerator or whether it's the lights on your ceiling, it's not getting the juice. Same thing in the body. If the nervous system is being impaired, we got a problem. Let's go to the phones. Colin, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Here's Colin right here. He's 17.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you, Colin?
Hi. I have, in the mornings, I wake up and my stomach just really kills me because of the way my IBS affects me. But it's just in the mornings, so I don't know what.
Okay, so you wake up in the morning, and so you got an irritable bowel syndrome type of condition, and you're getting pain and so forth. Then as the day goes on, it gets progressively better?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you take any medications from it?
No.
Or for it?
I used to take omeprazole.
Okay, so but right now you're not taking anything?
No.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. What do you eat at nighttime?
Usually I'll have a bowl of cereal, like, at nighttime, I guess.
Okay, so, Colin, what I want you to do is we're coming up to a break. I don't want you to hang up because I want to use this to make a point. I think I can help you, so don't go away. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. We're talking about chiropractic care beyond back pain. Very interesting topic. Dr. Robert Ciprian in-house today, your host this Wednesday evening. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern Time. And you do the math depending on where you're at, because you're listening to us all over the country. On the Eastern Seaboard, we have the time. And on the Western Seaboard, 3 hours earlier. And in between, you know where you're at. And those of you listening to us on the computer, well, you know, I know they're all over the place. So please tell your friends about the program, because we try to give you the most intimate information as we possibly can. Colin, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. Listen, so this irritable bowel problem that you have, and at nighttime, you know, you tell me you get a bowl of cereal for dinner. Let me give you some real quick clues. Irritable bowel problems basically tell you that the body is not, that the intestinal tract's not working the way it's supposed to. And it can come from a tremendous amount of different types of things. It can come from, as Dr. Ciprian and I were talking about on the program today, can come from the nerves in your low back. All the nerves that go to your bowel, to your colon, come from the area around your belt line and just above it. And if those nerves are irritated, then the bowel is not going to work the way it's supposed to. It can either be real sluggish or it can be real active, like this type of thing.
Right.
In addition to that, you're eating grains. You're eating cereal at nighttime. And your body's not going to handle that very well. You could be super sensitive to, you know, to grains, whether it's corn or wheat or barley or things like that, as many people are, particularly with all of our foods being modified, genetically modified or hybridized. They have a much greater impact, and they're going to sit there and they're going to rot, and they're going to cause not only an allergy irritation, but they're going to cause a biochemical problem. My suggestion to you, because we don't have a lot of time right now, is that, you know, you get rid of the grains and start eating things that are more supportive at nighttime. Get yourself some, you know, some chicken or turkey, or, you know, some lean, clean, free-caught fish. Get some vegetables, and, you know, and make sure you cook your vegetables. Stay away from anything that is sugary, because it'll rot and it'll cause an increased fermentation process. You can have a little sweet potato. Those types of things, cooked vegetables and things that are like that, starting very slowly. Now, I could give you much more. I just don't know. Get a probiotic. Go to a good health food store and ask them for a non-dairy probiotic. Take it a couple times a day. That can also assist you. None of these things I'm telling you about are going to hurt you anyway, but here's the deal. You need to get in to talk to somebody. Call our office, make an appointment with one of our nutritionists, and they should be able to really guide you with this, but there's no need in suffering. This can be eliminated. We're 888-630-9625 is how you find us here, and how you find the Results Center for Healing and register Dr. Robert Cyprian's program, Chiropractic Beyond Back Pain, this Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is simply this, 703-698-7117, 703-698-7117. Seriously, look, if you're having problems and you're overly medicated and you can't figure out, you know, why is that type of thing? Where is it coming from? I didn't do anything. It just kind of jumped on me. Or you're suffering with, you know, structural impairment. You can't do the things that you used to do, and you can't figure that out either. This is an opportunity that you don't want to miss. You want to be there this Wednesday evening. I promise you, you're going to learn a lot of stuff that you can take home immediately, and you're going to find out how to fix things, what you can do differently. Dr. Cyprian, talk about the program that you're going to be doing this Wednesday evening. We got about a minute.
Well, basically, going to do an overview of how the nervous system works, and from there showing you how problems with the spine could impede the nervous system and just cause problems with the muscles in the body, pain in general, or like we're talking about a little bit more today, the functions of the organs and the tissues in the body.
You know, it's important, you know, that people understand that they don't have to put up with, you know, they can actually get something fixed. You know, that if it has to do with the nervous system, the answer is, why is the nervous system not working to begin with? What we can do to make a difference in this? You know, if you had to say, what's the number one reason anybody should see a chiropractor outside of pain pattern, what would that be?
Overall wellness in life and happiness in life.
Better than any other profession, in my opinion, out there, because it is a lifestyle about itself. We're talking about diet and structure and stress, emotion patterns, keeping them under control and making a huge difference in everything that goes on for you. We're here every week bringing you the most intimate and specific and detailed information on all kinds of things. And we want you to get it, and we want you to get it right. We want you to challenge us. You know, I've always said, don't believe anybody, including myself. Do your homework. I'll see you next week. Love you all. Bye.